Musical Spotlight time. Love it. And that is the Paul Spidell Band. And Paul is very happy these days, celebrating 20 years in the Boston music scene. He's one of the finest guitarists out there. And that's a little CD that I'm holding in my hand called Gratitude. And he'll be showing his gratitude on a perfect night, Thanksgiving Eve, November 26th. And people can come in and say thank you as well when they come to Scullers. How you doing there, Paul?
Doing great, thanks.
Thanks for sending along a little preview of the music here. And what I find interesting, that was a first cut called Taking It Home, is the styles, and there are five cuts on here, but you're providing us with a melange, if you will, of styles. Is that kind of the way you like to play guitar?
Yeah, I grew up in the Chicago area where blues was prevalent, but it was on all the stations, no matter what the rock or the roots format was. So the blues is the foundation for it all, but you hear it in jazz, you hear it in rock and roll, you hear it in R&B, and that's kind of what formed me.
Tell me a little bit about Chicago and who were the influences on you primarily?
Well, like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of different radio formats. So you'd hear Muddy Waters, you'd hear Buddy Guy, you'd hear Junior Wells on the radio all the time. Even if you weren't listening for blues, it was everywhere. The great Lonnie Brooks actually played at my high school while I was there, and that's probably the best class I took was seeing him play.
Yeah.
I was also influenced by some of the rock players like Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, and sort of the late '60s, early '70s sounds in general.
It's interesting to me, and I've interviewed so many musicians, and I love guitar. I don't play it at all. I just admire it. That, like the piano, you are an individual playing an instrument and making it your own. When did you finally know or come to know that you had your style? Was that early on?
Well, it's kind of interesting you make that connection, because my mom was a piano player. I grew up in the church, and she played a lot of the hymns, but she grew up from the Pennsylvania mountain area, and she had a really neat way of kind of ragging up the melodies and some of those old hymn chords. So I think that's definitely in my ear when I play guitar. And in fact, the song Gratitude on the EP for me kind of has overtones of my mom's piano playing style.
We'll end with that Gratitude cut 3, but I want to play a little more in a minute. Paul Spidell is here. He's enjoying his 20th year on the Boston music scene. And that's an interesting point of jumping off here, because Boston was a good place for you. You didn't come from here originally, but you wound up here in about 1990, and it's turned out to be a pretty good settling point.
Well, I've been really blessed. It is a great place for music. It's tough in terms of the competition, but I don't really look at music that way. I think it's more, music is a community building language, and I've just taken the opportunity to learn from so many great players, and the people we've got on the show to Thanksgiving Eve are it's like going to school when you're on stage with these folks too. So I just try to take advantage of it.
We'll mention some of them in just a minute. I do want to feature more of your music though before we come back and talk. And Paul's band will be, along with very special guests we'll tell you about, on the night before Thanksgiving. It's a perfect night. You'd cook your turkey early and get out there to Scullers 8 p.m. My good friend Holly Harris of WUMB will be hosting. Let's do another cut here. This is called A Swing Celebration, and it does swing a bit more. And are these all your songs, by the way?
Yep. They're things that we played in bits and pieces on stage over the years, so I try to kind of write with the band in mind. But, they're all blues-based, but original compositions.
Okay. Let's listen once again to Paul Spidell. He's a Boston guy, and he's terrific. This is called A Swing Celebration off the Gratitude EP. That is from Paul Spidell's Gratitude, Paul Spidell Band, appearing on November 26th, the night before Thanksgiving, 8 p.m., for a lot of great music. And the blues, Paul, is a community you wouldn't expect it to be, but a very thriving, albeit small, and loving community. I say that because guys and gals get together often and support each other. What's your take on the blues family locally?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. The thing about playing blues is that the language is not hard to grasp. The themes, although sometimes they're sort of cliched, but, you know, everybody goes through tough times, and, you know, there's always there's someone there to support you. You know, that's kind of why I picked the theme of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Even when times are tough, you know, there's a lot of good in life. And the blues is one of the styles of music that seems to bring that out in people.
So who's joining you and your band? A couple of local names and names that people will really enjoy hearing about.
Oh, man. Toni Lynn Washington, for starters. She's going to front the show. She's amazing. She was on Conti Records back in the 50s, and she's a local treasure. So I'm really thrilled to have her on the show. Singer, R&B singer, blues singer, jazz singer. We've got Sax Gordon on the tenor sax. He's internationally known. He's a show unto himself. And we've got great Dave Maxwell, who was with Freddie King for years and played with people like Muddy Waters and just an endless list of blues legends.
So, I can see why you call it gratitude, man, because you get a chance to play with some of the people you've admired and grown up with, and now you're on the same stage.
Absolutely. Like I said, I feel like I'm going to school when I play with these folks every time. So.
And in terms of the scene beyond performance, are you also, I know you're writing and stuff, but do you teach at all? Do you share your knowledge with students?
Yeah, for me, again, music is sort of, it's a language that goes all directions. I'm as much a listener of music as a player. That kind of got me into it. So I teach a lot, and it's very easy to want to share what I've been blessed to pick up over the years. And, you know, as the cliche goes, I learn a lot from my students. You know, it's not a competitive thing. It's more of a sort of sharing perspectives situation. So, yeah.
What a nice attitude you have. And I know you love what you do, and that just shines through. And before we play a little something to wrap up, again, it's called Gratitude, the theme of this whole thing. We'll play that cut. Scullers at the Doubletree Suites by the Hilton at 400 Soldiersfield Road in Alston, right up the street from WBZ. And go to scullersjazz.com to get tickets to the Paul Spidel 20th Anniversary Blues Show. It'll be the night before Thanksgiving. What else are you doing that night? Come on. And it sounds like great fun. You can also call 617-562-4111. But you'll want to check out Paul and his fine band. And I know that, you know, you launched this 20th thing, and you got to be thinking 25, 30, 40. I hope you're not going to stop here and keep going.
Well, that's the plan. I mean, you know, God willing, you know, we'll be playing music as long as we can and as long as people want to hear it.
It keeps you young, there's no question. It keeps us listening young, no question about that. So let's do this, Paul. To go to break, we'll go with Gratitude, and thanks for doing what you do for so many years, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, George. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back right after this and a little musical interlude with the Paul Spidel Band.